Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which comes to you every week from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And joining me this afternoon is Natalie Bosbach, a fourth-year middle hitter for the UVA volleyball team. Natalie, thanks for stopping by. How's everything going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
The team leaves after practice today for two games on Tobacco Road, the first against North Carolina on Friday, the second against NC State on Saturday. You've been on a lot of these road trips over your career here. For the players, what are they like?
I mean, I think road trips kind of bring the team together. Obviously, like, we enjoy playing at home, but, you know, going to UNC, playing Carmichael Arena is always fun. We have two great matches this weekend, two big matches, so we're very excited for those.
UVA volleyball reached a major milestone last month when it won at Duke, which had won 17 straight matches in the series. Now you get an opportunity this weekend to end another long losing streak. Carolina has won 11 straight over UVA. Is that something you and your teammates talk about and acknowledge? And if so, how much motivation is that for you?
I mean, yeah, definitely. We haven't been in UNC in a long time, just like you said with Duke. So I think we're really excited to have the opportunity to try and beat them this weekend. Obviously, we have to focus on both games. So whatever the outcome is Friday, we still have a big match on Saturday.
Kind of along those lines, about 24 hours after you defeated Duke in Durham, you got upset by Wake Forest and Winston-Salem. I know that defeat was particularly disappointing for the players and coaches on the team. Did you take anything, any lessons away from that defeat that helped you in the victories over Pitt and Virginia Tech last weekend?
Definitely. I mean, Wake Forest has some great players, and, you know, every team is good in the ACC, and whoever shows up to play that night is, you know, gonna win. I think with Duke, we got a little cocky after our win and didn't show up to play on against Wake Forest. So, like I said, whatever the outcome is Friday, we have to be ready to play NC State on Saturday.
You're leading the team in kills and blocks, and you've also done well serving. Are you playing your best volleyball as a senior?
I think so. I mean, it's sad that this is my last season, so I'm trying to go all out and do the best I can for the team and myself as well.
Your head coach, Dennis Hohenschelt, said before the season that he considers you one of the ACC's most underrated players. Did you feel slighted last season not to get all ACC recognition after the year you had?
To be honest, a little bit. I was upset. But, you know, that makes me want to come out even harder this year and prove to them that I should be on that or at least hope to this season, you know.
The team played eight straight matches away from MemGym last month, and you're about to play four more in a row on the road before coming home to play Notre Dame on October 23rd. The good news is eight of your final 10 regular season matches will be in Charlottesville. Has the atmosphere at MemGym changed much over the course of your career? And does the team have a significant home court advantage these days?
I mean, definitely. Against Virginia Tech the last Saturday, I think we had the most people we've ever had. I know some people couldn't even be let in because we reached max capacity. So, I mean, I've been on, like, the team my first year, you know, not as good as volleyball till now. And throughout my years here, you've seen, like, attendance grow. And just people in Charlottesville and students love to come to the matches. And it's very exciting. And they get really involved. I mean, men's soccer was there over the weekend, and they were into it. And it
yes,
was awesome.
They were.
Yeah, it was awesome to see. We really enjoyed it. And to have the support is awesome.
You're from Carlsbad, California, about 35 miles north of San Diego on the Pacific coast. So how did you end up 2,600 miles from San Diego in Charlottesville? I'm guessing you could have stayed in California had you wanted to?
Yes, I definitely could have. When I came out here on my visit, I just fell in love with the campus. And, you know, being in California my growing up, I wanted to experience something different. And I've loved my time here, my 4 years here. And I think I want to go back to California just because, you know, it's a place for me. But I've really enjoyed my time here.
One of the new members of the football team, Charlie Hopkins, transferred here from Stanford, and this summer he said his first experience with the humidity here was an absolute shock to his system. You know, he arrives in the summer. Was it the same deal with you? I'm guessing you got here in July or August.
Yeah, I remember my summer coming into my first year orientation, it was like 107 degrees and so really high humidity, and my parents were here. They weren't used to it. I wasn't used to it. I don't think I have gotten used to it. I think also the snow, you know, being in the cold, I'm not used to that as well. But, you know, I've gotten the attire over the past 4 years to help me survive the Charlottesville snowstorms.
You're one of six Californians on the team. Is there a special bond among the members of that group? And how big a deal was it for you and the rest of them to open this season with the two games in L.A.?
Yeah, I've played with, like, a lot of the girls at club that came here. And so it was exciting to be able to play together as a team. I mean, all the girls from California are great players, and I know going home or going to LA, my fourth year was really big for my family and for the other players' families as well to see them at home.
When you signed your letter of intent as a high school senior, Lee Mays was the head coach here. Not long after that, Dennis took over. And that's a lot for a recruit to go through. Did you have any second thoughts at that point about picking UVA?
Not at all. I was just, you know, I know Craig Littlepage had called me and explained the situation, but I knew I wanted to come here, and when I heard Dennis was going to be the coach, it was even better.
Your father was an Olympic rower who competed in the 1988 Summer Games in Seoul, South Korea. Mm-hmm. So how did you end up on the court and not in a boat?
It's funny, he never really pushed rowing on me. He did with my brother, but not me. I mean, I went to many of his races. He still rows in crew classics in San Diego. But yeah, he never really pushed it on me.
Did you have any interest in it? I mean, did you ever try it out?
No, I never did. I never did.
For those of us who are from this part of the country, could you describe how popular volleyball is on the West Coast, you know, not only at the high school level, but with clubs?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, being from California and how big volleyball is, and like coming here and hearing people talk about volleyball, you know, it's not big over here at all. I mean, a lot of girls start volleyball at age 10, maybe younger. All the high schools have very competitive teams. Club teams are very competitive. It's just, yeah, volleyball is huge. Even beach volleyball as well. Like, I'll play beach volleyball during summer as, yeah, just go down to the courts, and there's a lot of great players playing.
You came to UVA in 2012 as a member of a five-player first-year class. From that group, you and Kayla and Manon remain. What's it been like to be part of Dennis's rebuilding project from day one? I mean, you came in basically when he did, and clearly the program will be in better shape when you leave than when you arrived.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Dennis has said this multiple times, but I've kind of been through it all, you know, struggle first year, and just every year has gotten better. It's exciting to see the program grow and that I was able to be part of it. And I know that the program is going to continue to keep getting better, and it's exciting.
as the head coach, Dennis is kind of the face of UVA volleyball. Outside the program, at least his assistants have much lower profiles, but I know inside the program they have pivotal roles. How important have Aaron Smith, Stephanie Ross, and Kristen Carpenter been to the team's success this season?
I mean, they work hard at everything they do. I love all three of, or well, four of the coaches, including Dennis, but those three are, they're awesome. They're very, very passionate in what they do. They're very fun. They love to joke around with us, and they bring a lot of energy to the court and to the players, and yeah.
One of the new members of the team, Anna Walsh, has been named ACC Rookie of the Week four times already this season. We're barely into October. What has the addition of Anna meant to the team?
I mean, she's a huge part of the team. It's awesome coming in as a freshman and having such a big impact. She's already an incredible player, and she's just going to keep getting better from here. So I'm very excited to follow her college career as on the volleyball team.
One of your veterans, Jasmine Burton, missed the first 13 matches this season while recovering from a shoulder injury. When she gets back up to speed, what kind of impact do you expect her to have this season?
I mean, she's always had a huge impact on the team. I mean, this last weekend she got her first two kills being back, and I was lucky to be on the court with her and celebrate with her. But I have no doubt that she's going to come in and play a huge role in this season and help us win.
You made the ACC Academic Honor Roll in 2014-15. What are you majoring in, and what are your post-college or post-volleyball plans?
So I'm a media studies major, and I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do after I graduate. Like I said, I want to move back to the West Coast, so we'll see what happens, what job I get.
Division I athletics can be extremely time-consuming with practice and training and competition. Have you been able to take part in activities outside of volleyball during your time here?
Yeah. I mean, we volunteer a lot as a team. We do Special Olympics. I'm currently volunteering with ACE, which is Athletes Committed to Education.
What's been your favorite part of your UVA experience, outside of the athletic arena?
I think just meeting incredible people and friends that I'll have for a lifetime, and I mean, just being part of a great institution and, being able to have such, great professors, there for you and help you through figuring out what you want to do after school or after you graduate, and, yeah.
One final question. I know you got to get ready for practice. UVA has made the NCAA tournament in volleyball only twice and not since 1999. What would it mean for you in your final season to help the team get back to the NCAAs?
I mean, it would mean everything. Just like I said before, coming in my first year and, each year growing as a team and playing our best volleyball right now, it'd be awesome to know that I was part of that and put up 2015 on that banner in Mem.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, Natalie, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck this weekend in North Carolina.
Thank you.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on volleyball and all our other teams here. And thanks for listening.